Nico Hinden joins us for a kōrero about a short film by Seb Charles. It's called Tūru Aute, and it's going to be premiering on the 26th of this month. It's about celebrating the apprenticeship of the same name between Nico, who hails Whingapu and Te Rārua, and Rongo Mai Gerbic Hoskins, Whingapu and Te Rārua Ngāti Wai. Now, Nico, that's Nico Hinden, studied a conjoint Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, and has got a successful career nowadays as a contemporary artist exhibiting internationally and reviving the ancient art of making aute. Hey, thanks very much for joining us on the program today, Nico. Tēnā koe, ko dae o tēnā.
Kia ora dae o tēnā tata katoa e whakarongo mai nei.
Tēnā koe. I'm from the Hauraki, and we used to pride ourselves and still do tribally, Nico, as one of the few places that would grow the mulberry bush or the aute plant, which was, I'm led to believe, you know, very similar in qualities to that of the tapa cloth. Now, you know more about the realities of this, Nico, so can I just pass the baton or the lako over to you for a moment to talk about the aute plant and why it's important that we learn to appreciate it more?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, aute is the paper mulberry plant. It's what is used throughout the Te Moana Nui a Kiwa to make tapa cloth, and we also brought it to Aotearoa along with our kumara and taro and all of our necessary things on waka to make aute or Māori tapa cloth. And I've been revitalising or reinvigorating this practice for about 10 years now, and learning the different processes. I went to Hawaii to learn from kapa makers over there and have done a research on into our tools, our Māori tapa tools, and kind of worked out the process that I think that Māori used to do to make aute.
How did we use it?
Well, we used it for adornment and for manu aute, for like wrapping taonga in it. We probably early on used it for making maro and making kākahu or undergarments. So it's a cloth. It's like very, you know, you can use it for all kinds of things that you need cloth for.
Tēnā koe, can you discern it? The tapa cloth is similar, and the tongan tapa will be different from the Fijian, etc., etc. So have we got a discernible quality of the aute here that is reflective of our land, and it couldn't be confused with the same type of product from others?
Yeah, we do. So as you said, tongan ngatu is different from Fijian masi, which is different from Samoan siapo, and Māori aute is similar to Hawaiian kapa in the sense that we did a double beading process where we wet the fibres or ferment the fibres and do a second beat. And that gives it a quality which allows you to do something called a watermark, so create this embossed texture into the cloth. And we know this because we have a beader in Taranaki actually that has a carved pattern, which is very unusual and something that's really only been seen in Hawaii. So that's sort of what distinguishes us from the rest of Te Moana Nui a Kiwa.
I'm looking at some of your artworks with aute, and some of your artwork, I guess it would be. Look, you'd know more about the aute than most, and have worked with it. What are some of the most satisfying aspects of working with it? It must be must keep you grounded, I suppose, when you're making it and working with it.
Yeah, it's very physical. It's a very labour-intensive process, so I really enjoy the aspect. We harvest in the summertime, and so it's very dependent on the cultivation of the plant and the seasons of planting, growing, and harvesting. And I tend to do a lot of processing in the summer and then during the winter times, I do the second beading process, and I also do the painting during winter. So it's very in alignment with the maramataka and the taiao, and yeah, it is a very grounding practice.
Well, it looks beautiful, the stuff that you've been working on over the years too, and congratulations. I hope that your artistic career is fulfilling all that you hoped it would when you put all your study efforts together at Elam there, sis. So that's really great to get an introduction of this type with you. I appreciate it. Let's talk about the film, Tūru Ōtē. Now, Seb Charles has put it together. It's a short film. It's 11 minutes long. And talks of an apprenticeship. So can you tell me what you enjoyed about being part of the creation of this film, and who do you think would enjoy it and for what reasons?
Yeah, it's actually 12 minutes, oh, 17 minutes long, but it documents our apprenticeship between myself and Rongo Mai, and we applied for funding with Creative New Zealand, and we were able to work together full-time for a number of months, and I was able to pass on and teach the whole process, which, because it's very labour-intensive and time-consuming, it's been difficult for me to teach another person the full kind of curriculum of that I've learned about OT, and so this was an amazing opportunity to pass knowledge on to Rongo Mai, who is an incredible young woman. She's an amazing artist in her own right, and she has showed like a real promise in making OT, and we actually we went up north and did a big harvest, and then we went and taught after a few months of working together. We went and taught wānanga in Motukaka up north on the Hokianga, where I'm from, and that was a really amazing wānanga. We're pulling up with a cohort called Paiohi Paioha, and the documentary shows this wānanga, and shows the process of making it and how the peer of OT kind of like take on the learnings, and it's a really special film. It's like quite personal, and we are wanting to continue on our project Te Uru Ōtē, or our apprenticeship program, next year, because we want to teach wānanga and different rohe and te pairāwhiti and stan and heretanga and another one up north. So we want to take on more students, and I guess I've been working by myself for quite a long time, and it's amazing to work with someone as capable as Rongo Mai, because it means that, well, like, you can achieve twice the amount of work, and actually teaching by yourself can be really tough, but when you've got somebody else, and actually both of my apprentices, Rongo Mai and Aparangi, will be teaching alongside me with these wānanga. So that's the goal. We're still waiting to hear back if we get the funding, but that's what we would really like to focus on next year, is sort of succession planning and building the foundations of the OT practice in Aotearoa for future generations.
Well, it's something that you've taken on board. I'm picking that, you know, some of your contemporaries in our Pacific cultures will be wrinkled old ladies. But it's good to see somebody who's still young wanting to make sure that we don't overlook this side of our artistic history. So all the best to you, and also to Rongo Mai. I think it's wonderful that, A, you're utilising OT as a medium so the arts aren't lost, Nika. But also the fact that it can be documented in a short film in this way. Admittedly, 17 minutes out of a year's works are always going to be difficult, but if it reminds people of the beauty of the medium, then, you know, some goals have been achieved. I'm looking forward to seeing that, and also what might follow off it. It's being premiered on the 26th of this month. Whereabouts, Nico?
We're going to be showing at the Academy, and we have tickets, the tickets. So So if you want to come, just find me on Instagram or give me an email, and I can send the link to anyone who's interested in coming along.
All the best with your mahi, your toi and your mahi, and a great collaboration between you and Roa Mai. It's been lovely to have you share some kōrero with us today, Nico. Nā rā te mihi kā koe te tuhine.
Oh, ngā mihi nui, tēnā tātou katoa.
Kia ora, ngā mihi.